the reason why a lot of business owners are not getting bigger size deals, they're not known in their industry.
Hey there, and welcome to a brand new episode of Delivering Marketing Joy. I am your host, Kirby Hossman, and joining me today is a brand new rock star. I'm so excited to dive in today. He's the co-founder and CEO of IMS, a leading inbound marketing and sales agency, as well as ClickX. He helps businesses increase their revenue by using the 10X framework. Super interested in that. And he's a USA Today and Wall Street Journal best-selling author, Solomon Timothy. Thank you so much for joining me.
Kirby, thank you so much for having me. Super honored to be here. I deliver nothing but joy.
I love it. I love it. Oh, cool. So I like to start, especially as I'm getting to know somebody, like, you know, obviously when you are an entrepreneur and a marketer like you are, you're, I'm sure, working on a ton of different interesting projects. So what's like a one project or a couple projects you're working on right now that have you totally fired up and why?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and this is probably not news to you. Our industry has been changing a lot since ChatGPT, OpenAI,
yeah.
Right. So there's a lot of people saying, well, is marketing going to adopt it? Are they going to get rid of it? Well, we're embracing it, you know. So in other words, we're using tools that are built in AI capabilities. We're building our own. If I were to just kind of tell you all the things we're doing, you'd be like, oh, my gosh. But we're going full force into having more efficient marketing campaigns for our clients and leveraging AI as much as we possibly can. So it's just one example of what I do. I'll give you a practical example. We do customer acquisition and lead generation, and there is a component of what we do, which is cold emailing, right? Like we reach out to hard to get a hold of people through ads because they might have a job title that is not easy to get a hold of running ads. And when we email them, the icebreaker sentence that a lot of people call, you know, in cold emails, like the thing that makes it or breaks it. Well, let me tell you, it's completely run by AI. In other words, AI knows about the person, their job, their company's growth goals, and it'll write a better intro sentence than any human can in the time frame we give it, which is like a split second. So that's the kind of things that I'm working on every day. We have a program called Authority X, and all it means is the reason why a lot of business owners are not getting bigger size deals, or they're not getting, basically their competitors are closing the deal. Let's put it that way, right? They're not able to charge more. And the reason is they're not known in their industry. They live in obscurity. They may not like cameras and lights, I understand, but they're not creating any content. So one piece of advice, and you're doing a fantastic job by having a podcast, Kirby, is that you want to become the authority in your space. Like that is your job. And so half of my clients, when they start working with me, they don't want to do anything with content creation or video. Or I'm like, well, how do you expect people that have never heard of you to know about you if you're not willing to put it out? Or it's almost as, it's basically like, we're going to contact you if we have a need. Well, they're going to contact the guy that's been educating them all this time when they have a need, not the guy that actually can do it, but aren't willing to invest into building an audience. Do you see what I'm saying? So,
100%.
Podcast, right. And you're kind of thinking about what should I be doing more of? Practical advice from a guy that does this for a living for other people that don't want to do it or don't have the technology or the know-how, whatever, is getting out there and starting to add value with expecting nothing from your audience. Mm-hmm. Like not looking to close a deal, not looking to bring the next deal, but to build awareness for your organization, to build awareness for the kind of problems you help solve, bring to light how you do it. What is your special sauce? Start teaching that. And I'll probably get to that today on our call, but that's what entrepreneurs need to be doing.
Yeah, man, I totally agree with everything you just said, Solomon. And the idea, it's the part I think a lot of entrepreneurs and marketers struggle with, is the idea that I'm going to do this expecting nothing in return, right? Because if you're expecting something in return, it's not a give, it's a you're looking for a transaction. and trying to get over that mindset of, no, I'm going to put it out there. And if I do that over time, good stuff will come back. It's some people really struggle to get their head around that, I think.
I think not only good things will come back, the right people will seek you out and want to work because they've heard you say the thing that they're going through better than they can say it themselves. That's what an expert does, you know?
Yeah.
Like I just made right before this a pre-roll for a training that I'm hosting. It's called Dry Pipeline. Entrepreneurs and sales professionals can kind of know dry pipeline is not a good feeling. They're kind of struggling to close a deal because you only have about 7 possible deals, right? You don't have 10 for every deal you're trying to make. When you have a full pipeline, you're very happy and you're very confident in your ability to bring them that business. But you have a dry pipeline. Do you think, Kirby, more people have dry pipelines or a full pipeline?
Oh, definitely dry, my friend. It's funny. I think people get freaked out when they lose that one deal. And I'm like, the reason you're freaked out is because you don't have 7, 10 more lined up.
Exactly. And how do you think I can help them fix that? This very thing they talked about, because the people that need the thing, they don't know you exist. It's like, how are you planning on winning 3 and 4 and 5, 6 more deals when the people that are actually making buying decisions are going to someone else? Because they're the ones who are talking about this problem all over the internet and whatever else. Or how about this? You're going head to head with a competitor, but they look at their social kind of like proof and you're not there. They're like, yeah, I'm not so sure. You know what I mean? I'm not so sure. That could be fixed and you'll win more deals if you do the groundwork, which, by the way, you make no direct income, but you make tenfold later.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's great. That is great advice, Solomon. Okay. So when somebody does want to jump in and they want to start marketing themselves, what are some mistakes that you see organizations make when they're trying to tell their story or create content?
Absolutely. I think there's easy ways to grow your business and people try to choose the hard way. And I'll give you this because going back to kind of like our framework, we built something called the growth formula. The growth formula is simply this. A plus R equals growth. That's it. A stands for acquisition. R stands for retention. You need to acquire and retain people if you want to grow. If you acquire people and you lose them at the same speed you get them, stagnant. Do you agree?
Yeah, totally.
You get and you're losing them. And some companies do a great job with that, right? Like our internet companies, right? Terrible customer service, and so people are leaving as fast as they came. But if you do a really good job serving them and they stay and tell their friends, you start growing. So how do we do that? Well, on the acquisition side, what we do is we have two literally categories of activities that we do. One helps you create demand, right? It's like, hey, creating demand sounds great. The other one is simply what we call capturing the demand. There are people right now looking for what you do, Kirby. You don't have to go tell them about the service and products and, you know, get somebody up to speed on what it is. You just have to say, hey, are you looking for that? That's what we do. Great. Fantastic. Let's have a conversation. So the mistakes that people often make, to answer your question, is that they're often trying to drum up awareness and doing all this stuff when the first thing that you could be doing is just capture the audience that actually need the thing that you do. And the way that you do that is simply running ads on Google or whatever platform for the keyword that you solve the problem for, right? I have a client that it's basically one of his 17 businesses, but he's got a car wash. So if somebody Googles car wash in his zip code and he doesn't show up, well, let me tell you, that's the first thing he needs to fix. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
That's the first thing, because you don't want to tell people that have clean cars, do you want a car wash? You want to help the guy that's looking for a car wash come to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Capture demand all day. So when we have clients and we're talking about 10X framework and all of that, we say, what is the easiest thing? Let's use the 80-20 principle. The 20% of work that's going to help you 80%, it's capture demands.
I love it. This has been great, Solomon. Final question for you. And this is the tricky one. So what's a piece of advice you hear all the time that you actually think is wrong?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, There's lots of them out there. I'll give you, I don't know how many you need, but the challenge that most entrepreneurs face is, I think the focus should be on the two areas that I talked about. Any gimmicky marketing that comes in, that's a fad, TikTok or this or that, or anything that comes in that doesn't either capture the demand or create the demand for your products and services, that's precisely what you don't want to do. Most entrepreneurs are trapped up. They're busy doing a lot of activities, even going to trade shows or wherever, that may or may not directly contribute to their pipeline. I'm a very big pipeline guy. I'm talking about going from dry pipeline to having 10x. Like, if it doesn't help you grow and somebody says you ought to do it, don't. Why? Because you know, only you know, will this affect my pipeline, right? Like, will this help my organization or my sales guy getting one more phone call, one more lead, one more deal in their deals, you know, that they're working on? And if it doesn't go with it, like, that's the first thing. I like experimentation, which a lot of entrepreneurs love experimenting. So do I, to be the 99th thing that I do, because I got to get my foundational basic things right.
Yeah, like, I think that makes a ton of sense.
Every single day doing the boring activities will get you to where you're trying to go. Then the exciting, sexy thing that you just read on Reddit.
Yeah, that's getting the foundation right is something that, and again, I'm entrepreneurial as well. I think it's very easy for us to look at the new shiny thing. And I think sometimes, Solomon, it boils down to really knowing your audience and where they are, right? Like, you talked about whether it's at TikTok or it's this or it's that. Well, it's like ultimately going where they are so that you can capture that attention. If you're just trying every little thing, you're probably not serving a specific audience.
Right. And also, like I said, if the purpose of it, like, one of the things that I have to do before I do a project, before I do a podcast, is kind of figuring out what is the impact that I'm going to have as I'm breaking this thing. What's the impact? Is this going to positively help me get to where I'm trying to go? If not, I don't want to do the thing. And I love the podcast. Don't get me wrong. It's helping us reach those audiences. So we do it, right? Like, we're building an audience and helping you, putting oil in the fire that you've already built. So I'm like, hey, happy to help along Kirby get to where he's trying to go. And I'm all about value here. So if every entrepreneur did that before they did the activity, they wouldn't buy half the programs that they bought. Does that make sense? They would have gone spend half their marketing dollars on the things that never give them anything, or the trade show, or the direct mail campaign, or the TV, or the whatever. Why? Because they rarely take a moment to have this checklist saying, hey, what's the impact? What does success look like if I invest 10 grand, 15 grand, 30, 100, whatever? What's that going to be? And the reason is, we are kind of living in a world where we have to sprinkle everywhere. And so, like, you're taking money from here, not doing anything really, really well. That hurts our pipeline. Because the sales guy has a dry pipeline, but we're out here doing all kinds of crazy things, like building awareness and, you know?
Yeah.
We're giving it to the... you know, the cancer awareness thing, or the 5K run, or right, like, everywhere. Oh yes, we're doing great. Going to every Chamber of Commerce event, we are killing it. How's your sales? You're not running Google ads, and your competition is going to your. You know what I mean? Like, why don't we do that? And that's I get my entrepreneurs clear of where their goals are, and how to maximize their time. And them going on a podcast is going to deliver more ROI to their pipeline than the networking event with nobody there that has anybody that can be an influence making a buying decision. Not that they're going to buy at all. I don't even say that. They're not even able to influence somebody else buying by showing up to that, because it's the type of networking events they go to.
Yeah. Dude, this is great, Solomon. Do me a favor. Where can people learn more about you or your company?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for asking. Now, first of all, my name is Solomon Timothy. So my last name, timothy.com, T-H-I-M-O-T-H-Y.com. It's kind of like the hub of all the free resources, all the podcasts I've been on, everything else. I'm all about leading value. entire YouTube channel dedicated to it. All you can find it there. But my hope is that folks that tune into this episode starts to evaluate everything they're doing in their lead generation customer acquisition through a filter where they look at the 80-20 perspective. Mm-hmm. Is this going to make the 80% difference in my pipeline? And if it doesn't, how do that? You see what I'm saying? And it's not so much working with me that's going to help them. I'm going to help them get them the leads and the sales or whatever. It's them evaluating where they're investing their time, their resources, their money, their team's time, whatever it is. And that is not yielding any ROI. And there's easier outlets where they can invest their time that can have a direct correlation to new deals closed, at least deals in their pipeline, they're in their opportunity stages. And those could be so easy, but you're just missing it. It's right in front of you, but you're not seeing it.
So this has been great. This has been really fun. Thank you so much. We'll have to do it again sometime, okay?
My pleasure, Kirby.
All right, cool. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of Delivering Marketing Joy. We'll see you next time. Delivering Marketing Joy.